AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A white knuckle moment in Nova Scotia. Air Canada says one of its flights from Toronto to Halifax left the runway early Sunday after making what it calls an abrupt landing in bad weather. Air Canada says passengers left the aircraft and there are no reports of injuries. Still no motive as to why a German co-pilot smashed his plane into the French Alps last Tuesday, killing all 150 people aboard, including himself. The father of one of the victims is calling on the airlines to do more in identifying pilots with mental health issues. Generally, Cody Christensen, an assistant professor of aviation at South Dakota State University, says flight crews evaluate one another to make sure coworkers are fit to fly.
It really makes me think that he, at this point, was probably hiding the situation from those closest to him. Even the captain on the day of the flight, if he would have known that the co-pilot was anything but 100%, I don't think he would have left the cockpit.
The Cats used one of their nine lives Saturday night in Cleveland when the Kentucky Wildcats struggled to beat the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame to advance to the Final Four of the NCAA tournament. Kentucky guard Andrew Harrison drove to the basket in the final seconds, resulting in a foul that allowed him to sink two key free throws and win the game 68-66.
It was so wide open that I just tried to take it, and I got fouled. Thank God I made two free throws.
Notre Dame's coach Mike Bray, attempting to take the Irish to the Final Four for the first time in 36 years, says it was a great game, even though his team lost.
It lived up to the hype. We're extremely disappointed. We really thought we had a great chance of beating them, and I thought we displayed that. But I think you got to give them credit. They made some big plays. They made some timely three-point shots.
This is AP Radio News. Indiana Governor Mike Pence says he would support legislation to clarify the intent of the state's Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
The law, which takes effect in July, was the subject of a rally against it and has attracted criticism over concerns it could allow discrimination against gays. But Indianapolis resident Jason Lee says it's not just about that.
There's a economic impact that it may have.
Pence says the law is not about discrimination, but he's talked to lawmakers and tells the Indianapolis Star he expects a clarification bill will be introduced within a few days. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Tens of thousands of Singaporeans stood in heavy rain Sunday morning along a nine-mile route through the Southeast Asian city to witness an elaborate funeral procession for longtime leader Lee Kuan Yew. His coffin was protected from the downpour by a glass casing as it moved along on a gun carriage. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.